one word jumps out at us as we hear the gospel reading today: glory. It appears 7 times in John chapter 12 between verses 12 and 20. Glory. What is glory? Well, light, if we think of it literally. But glory also refers figuratively to light's ability to reveal things as they are. When a child calls out in fear to her parents, they go to her and switch on her bedroom light. By the glory of that light, the child sees that the shadowy shape that had frightened her was merely her sweater draped haphazardly over her chair. According to John, there are 2 sources of glory. Glory comes from people, or it comes from God. Humanity's glory is focused on itself. We want to be seen in a good light. When we die, we hope our lives will be celebrated. We seek glory in our work, hoping that our accomplishments will reflect well on us. We work to fulfill our desires, since we believe that these are what are best for us. We honor those who promise us to help us satisfy our desires. We reward them. Philip and Andrew came to Jesus with what they thought exciting news. A group of Greek people present in Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover had asked for an audience with Jesus. Had they heard the buzz going around the city that Jesus had performed a resurrection of a man from Bethany named Lazarus? To date, Jesus' followers were only Jews. Wouldn't the addition of a few Greeks give his movement a broader, more universal appeal and appearance? Perhaps, but Jesus did not seem to care. It was not the time for him to put in an appearance for these inquirers, earnest though they may have been, but for he, the Son of Man, to be glorified. Andrew and Philip might have thought a meeting with interested Greeks would bring glory to Jesus, and truly, it could have earned Jesus some glory from those people, but he did not seek that glory, the glory that comes from people. Jesus was determined to live and give glory to God his Father. Though dying for the sins of the world meant unspeakable suffering for him, it was the very purpose for which God the Father sent his Son. For God loved the world and gave his Son to die that all who believe in him can live with him forever. Jesus sought no human glory for himself, but only the glory of God that would be revealed to all who believed in the love of God, who sent his Son into the world to suffer, die, and rise from the dead for us. Why is it that we care so much for glory from people? We worry and fret over what people think of us. We bend over backwards, even against our better judgment, to be and to do what we think people want from us. We become angry or discouraged when people refuse to give us our due. Why is this? It's because we love ourselves as if we, each of us, were at the center of life. We see ourselves as number one, so we look out for others and we look out for ourselves and we live to gain glory for ourselves. But Jesus teaches us that loving ourselves in this way leads us to lose our lives, now and forever. God did not create us to chase after human glory. How can we all be the center of life or number one? In the beginning, God made us to live as reflections of his glory. Our created lives were given to us to reveal God as he truly is. We should only live to show that God, our creator, is number one. He created us to be his servants, doing his work in love to benefit each other. But we fell from that life of praise and love into this tiresome, selfish, and hopeless way of life that ends in death. So Jesus came to set us free and to restore us to life that is truly life. He calls us first to repent, to acknowledge that we deserve no glory, but only everlasting shame for turning in on ourselves and becoming addicts of the glory that comes from people. A grain of wheat must fall into the ground, be buried, and die. That is what Jesus did for us. He did not meet with the Greeks who sought him and bathe in the warm glow of their praise for his great deeds. Instead, he prayed for the glory of his Father's name. He offered up the seed of his holy, innocent life to be the sacrifice sufficient to cover all the sins of the world. He gave himself, his body, and his blood to be crucified and die under God's condemnation at humanity's sin. Jesus was the grain of wheat that fell to the ground dead and was buried in our shameful place. On the third day, he was raised again to live. And because he died and rose for us, he has prepared a place for us with him to live for the glory of God our Father. Jesus calls us to receive this new life through faith. He promises that it is ours. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be cast out, and I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. Jesus draws us to himself through his word, the word of the cross, preached and connected to baptismal water. He calls us to believe that by his wounds he has healed us. He died so that we may die to our sin and selfish ways, and he rose so that with him we may rise to live and follow in his way of glory. If anyone serves me, he must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. Can you hear Christ's call? These may be days of living in place and physical distancing, but they are not days for turning in on ourselves even further. This is Holy Week, the time in which our crucified and risen Christ continues to call us to believe in his death and resurrection for our salvation and to follow him in his service. So sit at Jesus' feet each day and prayerfully read his word to see the glory of his self-giving, forgiving love for you and for the world. Read the gospel writers' accounts of the suffering and death of Jesus, or take in some of the many offerings of live-streamed and pre-recorded sermons posted on the internet. He who was lifted up from the earth will draw you near to him in faith and gratitude this Holy Week. Heed his call to follow him in service to others. Gladly serve the members of your household by sharing in the tasks of your home. Talk, pray, eat, and play with each other. Pray for your neighbors near you and for those in government, hospitals, police services, for teachers, truck drivers, grocery, pharmacy, and food bank workers, the homeless, shut-ins, the unemployed, and those who are sick, in prison, and in every other need. Make phone calls or video calls and send notes and cards to members of your family, your church family, and anyone you know who is lonely. Remember, Jesus made himself that grain of wheat that fell to the ground to die and be buried, only to rise to new life and to grow and bear the fruit of salvation for us all. And we who have Christ's life in us through faith, we bear fruit to God's glory by living for our neighbors in love. Amen.